You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do feel a little better this weekend. Thank you very much for checking in on me this week. That was pretty awesome. I still have horrible left ear pain, and it stinks because that's an orifice I really can't look into. I was on More Fox 5 yesterday talking about how it's really important to check your orifices, and I just can't get those, you know, that ear looked at to the degree that I want to. Yeah, I got some ENT buddies, but I'm always too busy. Got things to do. Got things to see and people to do. You know what I have noticed is not only have I neglected myself, but I've also neglected you guys. So, you know, to show you how much I care and how I've noticed that I've neglected you guys, I am going to give you guys another pop quiz. Pop quiz! Get your pencils out. Pop quiz. You didn't see that one coming, right? I know. Pop flipping quiz. Let's go. Pop quiz. Get your pencils out. Here we go. Number two pencil is fine. Right? Number one. Use your number two pencil, but we're doing number one. Question number one. Daylight savings time. With daylight savings time tomorrow, you put your clocks back. Is it A, 1 hour, B, 8 hours, or C, neither, because you're gonna spring forward an hour? That's a tough question. With daylight savings time tomorrow, do you put your clocks back an hour, back 8 hours, or neither, because you spring your clock forward an hour? By the way, if you do spring your clock, make sure your kid isn't about 5 feet in front of you because it could accidentally hit him in the head. Number two, vitamin D has been found to help what body part? Is it A, testicles, B, uvula, or 3, breasts? Vitamin D has been found to help what body part? Testicles, your uvula, or your breasts? Number three. You guys got to move quicker than this. I'm not going to wait. No, you cannot look up the answer. Number three. Who received a higher SAT score? President Clinton or President Bush? Now, you see, if any of you guys ever listen to my show or read my tweets or my Facebook posts, you guys can get the answers to these things. All right, what do you win? You win nothing. This is just a pop quiz. Pop quizzes, you never win anything. You just, you know, get to survive another day in class. Who received a higher SAT score, President Clinton or President Bush? Number four. Yeah, it was Bush's fault. Clinton had to take the SAT. I get that. Number four, true or false? Eating a cheeseburger could be as bad for your health as smoking. Eating a cheeseburger, I don't know if there's bacon on it. It's just true or false. Eating a cheeseburger can be as bad for your health as smoking. Number five, a bite from what insect or animal would make you allergic to red meat? Boy, you thought getting shingles was a curse. Imagine getting an allergy to red meat. I couldn't go on. A bite from what insect or animal could make you allergic to red meat? Number six, true or false? Obamacare has improved healthcare costs. I know, I know. True or false? Obamacare has improved healthcare costs. I know. No, I did not give you guys an essay question. Because there's no cussing on the pop quiz. Okay, we're trying to keep it clean. Number seven, name the charity that Dr. Dahlia wants to raise $50,000 for this year. Name the charity. $50,000. I know I dangled a participle on this one. Sue me. Name the charity that Dr. Dahlia wants to raise $50,000 actually for this spring. Okay, pencils down. Answer time. Pencils down. Okay, how'd you guys do? All right, so number one, with daylight savings time, you put your clocks back. No, you don't put your clocks back. You have to put your clocks forward an hour. I don't know. And not everybody in the country's even doing it. I think Hawaii and most of Arizona doesn't do this. So, yeah, we got to put our clocks forward an hour. We got to do that at 2 a.m. So don't forget to set your alarms, everybody, for 1:58 a.m. so you can get up, splash some water on your face. You know, that never gets old. I love saying that every 6 months. Splash some water on your face. Make sure you guys are nice and awake at 1:58 in the morning so you can Put your clocks forward that hour. Number two, vitamin D has been found to help what body part? It's not the testicles or the uvula, it's the breasts. A way to remember that is vitamin D helps your double Ds. We're going to talk about that. Who received a higher SAT score, President Clinton or President Bush? The answer is President Bush. We have some celebrity SAT scores. We're going to reveal those. Still, mine beat a lot of them. True or false, eating a cheeseburger can be as bad for your health as smoking. The answer is true. They said those of us that eat like crap, pretty bad, worse than smoking. Number five, a bite from what could make you allergic to red meat? The answer is a tick. And that would really tick me off. If something made me allergic to red meat, that's how you remember that. Okay, a tick will tick you off because now you can't eat your red meat. Number six, true or false, Obamacare has improved healthcare costs. Okay, the answer, it's actually a trick question depending on if you're liberal or conservative. Some people will say yes because now you can get a mammogram cheaper, you can get blood work cheaper. But in terms of insurance, the answer is false. Insurance went up. So I will take both answers. I know overall Obamacare really, really blows, but we have to call it like it is. And then number seven, name the charity that Dr. Dahlia wants to raise $50,000 for this spring. It is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are raising money for kids and families who have to spend buku bucks on their chemotherapy. And this is a phenomenal charity. What I need many of you to do is not so much donate. I'm not going to ask you guys to donate, not now. But I want you to ask your companies, ask your bosses, if they could come up with some money. Maybe we'll be able to throw in some gala tickets depending on how much they donate. But please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and email me on what you guys could do, because this is extremely important. We will make sure we definitely promote your help. We really appreciate it. Plus, we're going to have a health fair for those of you who live in Las Vegas. We're going to have a health fair April 5th where you can donate blood. United Blood Services is going to be there. We're going to have dentists, medical booths, a whole bunch of fun for the kids, food. This is going to be a phenomenal health fair like no other. I know a lot of you guys go, oh, health fairs are boring. Not this one. And I'm going to be live doing my show, doing a radiothon to raise money for these kids with cancer. So just stay tuned for that. Right now, you can also go to my website for details on where that is for April 5th. Okay, guys, don't go away. A lot to talk about. An orgasm machine. Something you may want to think about when you got to find a Mother's Day gift. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow us at Boost Radio Net, Talk Superstation, iHeart Radio. Wherever you guys can find us, please, 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 please make sure you tune in to that respective station. Now, we got a lot of affiliates out there, and I am ever so grateful. Now, some people are going to be very, very grateful about this. Apparently, there is an orgasm machine. Yeah, I don't know. I think it runs on batteries. Let me see here. I'm trying to pull this up. This kind of caught my eye today. They say scientists, this is according to digitaljournal.com, scientists have designed a machine that they claim can help orgasmic dysfunctional women climax at the touch of a button. Oh, man. The device is slightly... I told you guys, Mother's Day's coming up. You got to find something for your mom. The device is slightly smaller than a pack of cigarettes, but will require a medical operation to have the device fitted. Or fit. The orgasm machine for women uses tiny electrodes attached to the spine, which can trigger an orgasm via remote control. Now, some of us have Cox cable, and some of us have DirecTV, right? And, you know, sometimes I'll bring, for some reason, like the remote control will end up in my purse, and I'll accidentally bring the wrong remote control to the office or the office remote control back home, right? And then I hit the button, then I want, yeah, if I were you, I would be extremely, extremely careful, because I think all remote controls talk to each other. I really, really do. And I think some of them purposely psych us out. So just be very, very careful. Tell your wife to leave the room when you're about to switch the station. Oh, come on. Hey, look, it's a Saturday. That's the best I could come up with. Okay. I guess it was in a surgery in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where they stumbled across a concept for the device used to treat orgasmic dysfunction. The only thing is there may be some pain when you're going through the, I guess, procedure, because it has to be surgically implanted onto certain nerves in the spinal cord. A signal generator would then have to be inserted beneath the skin, most likely in the buttocks. Now, you know, for somebody like me, I got plenty of room in the buttock area. I could hold probably 20 implants, to be honest. I got some big booty. But I don't know if I would want, I don't know, any surgical procedure near my back. I understand. Not being able to achieve orgasm, you know, some people are like, well, you know, why live? You know, you could still live. There's still a lot of things you can enjoy. But I understand that is a huge disability. I get that. It's just I would be a little bit nervous. I'd like to probably see, you know, a few more reports, you know, some safety data. All right, and I don't know. That's and on the spine, it just kind of scares me a little bit. Jim Faust, a student of neurobiology and sexual behavior at Concordia University in Montreal, says some women confuse what's called sympathetic arousal, like increased heart rate, clammy hands, nerves, and so on, with fear. So then they want to get out of the situation. So he's basically saying that sometimes orgasmic dysfunction is psychologically induced, and we sometimes have to give Valium. The problem with Valium is, for any of you that have ever taken Valium, it's more difficult to have an orgasm. So while you're getting this implant put in, you are completely conscious. Okay? And then I guess the surgeons, you know, play around with the spinal cords, and I guess you have to tell them there, no, no, not there, there, no, almost, to the left, to the left, to the left, almost warmer, oh, getting cold, oh, getting way cold, so cold, getting warmer, and then, yeah. All right, so that's, I guess, how it goes. Again, you know, birthdays, Christmas, this could be a good gift. What? 1-877 Doc Dally, 1-877 DOCDALI. Some of us ladies out there, I got some women listeners. Can I hear from the lady listeners? Some of us got double D's, right? All right, I got double D's. They say vitamin D, double survival chances in breast cancer. Breast cancer patients with high levels of vitamin D in their blood are twice as likely to survive the disease as women with low levels of vitamin D. Now, I know many of you are like, well, duh. Dahlia, this is nothing new. This is why for years they've been saying we need vitamin D, right? So it helps fight breast cancer. Okay, but, you know, where this is kind of important is, okay, these are levels of vitamin D. Is it ingestion? Is it the vitamin D conversion from sun? Okay, we know if you have good, strong vitamin D, okay, and many people that have, you know, sun exposure, we seem to have less breast cancer, you know, patients more towards the equator than we do in the northern European, northern American countries and continents. I get that. The only thing is I'm having a hell of a time having patients orally ingest the amount of vitamin D that they need. Remember I told you my golfer woman patient whose vitamin D is way up into the 60s? Yeah, she came in the other day and I'm like, you know, you're still my number one patient with vitamin D. She's like, I know. I go, when do you golf next? She's like, in an hour. Now, mind you, I did just take off a melanoma last week. All right, somebody had some melanoma on his arm. It was his left arm, probably the arm that's always out in the sun. It looks like kind of a nodular in situ in place melanoma. Okay, we think we got it all, even though we're going to have to go to a surgeon and do still a wider excision. It was just a biopsy, and I'm like, I just want to scoop out this whole thing because I'm in kind of one of those scooping moods. No, not spoon. You don't spoon your patients. You scoop. I was scooping out the melanoma. Scooped it out. I didn't want to overly dig because, again, you know, this was a biopsy. But when I took it out, I'm like, this looks melanomatous. And, so I can't tell you guys to go out into the sun. That really, really stinks. They say women in the high serum group, right, that have the extra protection would probably be at a level of 30 nanograms per milliliter, which is why whenever we check your blood, okay, if you're below 30, we yell at you that you're too low. If you're 31, we still tell you you're kind of low, but 30 is the cutoff. Low group is at about 17 nanograms per milliliter. Now, if you are, I don't know how you count the milligrams. This is what the labs do. But if you guys are kind of low, all right, I still think the best source of vitamin D is the sun. It's just we're not allowed to go out in the sun because we're melanoma. So you need to talk to your doctor, figure out how to ingest more vitamin D, fortified milk, fortified orange juice, etc. It's a toughie. This is a definite toughie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to try this. A couple weeks ago, I posted that there was a study saying you should condition your hair before you wash it. All right. Apparently, somebody swears that if they shampoo after they condition, it seems to work better for people with finer hair. I'm trying to think who came up with this. Somebody gets credit for this. Now, you see, I use conditioner because I don't know if any of you guys have seen my hair, but it's kind of thick. And it's very, always looks windblown. It always kind of looks messy. I've done like 2 smoothing treatments and it still looks messy. I can't stand the way my hair looks on TV. I don't know what the hell to do with it. But I use the conditioner to help keep it smooth. I'm going to try that. I'm going to condition my hair first and then I'm going to wash. And we'll see. I know, pretty cool stuff. I always wear a bathing suit. Many of you guys know that I wear a bathing suit when I wash my hair because I get dizzy when I try to wash off the soap and I put my hair down or back. I get dizzy and I just don't want to fall and have to have the paramedics come and see me naked. So I wear a bathing suit whenever I wash my hair. So I'm going to do that. Yeah. I know they got to take the bathing suit off. But you know what? Your paramedics may not always undress you. And I think many of the paramedics in town know me. And they're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to pass. Let's just throw a warm blanket on her and get her to the doctor. But you're right. You're right. You could, unfortunately, get hypothermic. But still, I still don't want to be lying there spread eagle in the shower. So I might as well. Yeah. I might as well. We got to wear a bathing suit. Okay. Yeah, no, it's not too much information. Listen, okay, you know, I'm very honest about things. The reason why I do, I need to say why I do what I do? The reason why, because a lot of you guys are listening to the show going, I'm fine, I don't have medical problems, so I really don't have to listen to Dr. Dahlia. You're probably right, you probably don't have to listen to me because it's not like you guys really learn anything anyway. But if I say something and then it spurns a memory like, oh, you know what, that happens to me, I get dizzy in the shower. Okay, maybe it'll prompt you to remember that you have an issue that you need to go and talk to your doctor about. It is not normal to fall over in the shower. It's not normal at all. And it's not normal to need to wear a bathing suit. It means you have something a little bit kooky going on. Okay, in your vestibular system or in your inner ear. Maybe you have a viral labyrinthitis. Maybe you have benign positional postural vertigo. Maybe you're just a plain klutz. I don't know. All right, but hopefully that kind of prompts you to go and get it checked out. When in doubt, you check it out. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about celebrity SAT scores. We'll feel kind of smart. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, concerns, or you could email us at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. You could listen to us on iHeartRadio. You could listen to us on TuneIn, GCN Live. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. There are absolutely no reasons whatsoever. Lamar from Beasley Broadcasting, one of my buddies there, he said, I was on a television. Like, you could get the Dr. Dahlia Show on Cox or something. There's, I don't know. So you could even get it on television? That's some scary stuff. How do I look? Maybe you just listened to that's pretty cool. So I got to look at that. I have no idea. So there's absolutely no excuse for you to miss me. And if you want private answer back, don't forget to go to my website at drdahlia.com. Now, Greg from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, I found a job where I can make $2 more an hour, so I'm giving my notice tonight at my current job. I want to give them 2 weeks' notice, but I'm afraid they'll turn around and say, don't bother coming back. But I don't want to wait till the last minute because that could burn bridges in this industry. What do you suggest? Okay, that's a tough one. I don't want to make a suggestion here because most likely I'm going to give the wrong advice. You see, as an employee, I would have probably been more inclined to give the 2 weeks notice. Okay? You know, but I understand bosses will do that. Bosses will say, well, to heck with that, leave. All right? And it all depends on where you work. It's pretty scary. You know, me as an employer, I'll be honest, okay? When I had a PA find a job closer to home, and she gave us 3 months' notice, I was really grateful. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's great. You could retrain the new person. I love it. Thank you. And it worked out nicely, you know, and it was great. It was good transition time. It worked out great. It was, you know, fine and dandy. However, when I had a front desk person years ago that gave notice, I noticed the next day she had already kind of checked out of the job. And she wasn't doing her job. She was making mistakes. There was customer service issues. And so I didn't know where else to put her. And I said, you know, look, leave now. Because it was, you know, we're talking about patient care now. You know, you can't put the wrong note with the wrong patient. Now you're looking at HIPAA violations. So, you know, if I see that the employee has already checked out of the job and is putting my patients at risk, no, I'm going to tell them to just leave. But I've rarely had to. Usually we work with them until their last day because they're training and, you know, they don't appear to check out. So, you know, what I would do then if I were you, and if you're kind of freaked out that they would do that, is you could say, you know, look, you know, due to money issues or whatever, I was able to find a job where I can make more money. Okay? And this is going to work out for me, better hours, etc. But I don't want you guys leaving high and dry. So let me, for the next couple weeks, help train somebody. All right? You got me still, and, you know, let's make this work. You know, I want to make sure, and I want to make sure we still have the relationship open because I really, really love this job. I wish I didn't have to leave for monetary reasons because I really, really, really liked working here, and I hope I still get to work with you later in the future. You know, that's what I would do. Now, of course, I am a kiss up and a suck up. You know, you guys may not, you know, do it that way. But I don't like burning bridges. I hate the idea of burning bridges. I really, really can't even fathom that because, you know, I live in Vegas. And I overall grew up in Vegas. Between L.A., Phoenix, and Vegas, my folks moved a lot. So I was here, you know, for fifth grade and sixth grade and high school, et cetera. And so I consider myself having lived in Vegas. And the one thing I could say is you keep running into the same people over and over again. People you dated, people you told off, people that moved out of state come back to Vegas. So you think there was somebody I dated and he left the country. I didn't think I would ever see him again. No, he's back. And you keep running into people. So your past never escapes you. So don't have a nasty past, you know, because it's going to come out. So same thing, you know people, et cetera. But, you know, doing the right thing is giving notice, hands down. But if it's the type of job where you think they're going to say, sorry, you know, leave now, and then you're going to be out of work for 2 weeks. One is I would discuss it with your new job and say, look, if that happens, can you take me right away? That happened with one of our nurses. One of our nurses said she hated the place she was working at. She's going to give them notice. She said, but what if they fire me right away? So we said, okay, even though we're expecting to see you, whatever, no problem. If you want, we'll take you early. So that's another thing you could do also. Hang in there. Let me know how it goes. Well, and with $2 more an hour, I may want to apply there. Yeah, let me know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Celebrity SAT scores. This is very interesting, okay? Apparently Daily Mail and DesignTrend.com is reporting some of these celebrity SAT scores. Apparently, Natalie Portman, even though she doesn't disclose her number, it's rumored that Natalie Portman, she was the one, I don't know, there was a ballet movie and Thor and the new Star Wars movies. Yeah, I know she was dating the kid. Yeah, I think she got a near perfect score. Scarlett Johansson has actually been quoted as she thought she was a quote-unquote big dummy, unquote, because she got a 1080. 1080 is still above the U.S. average, but Scarlett Johansson got a 1080 on her SAT. I got a 1450. I got a 1350, And I had my period that day, so I felt like, you know what, I want to just redo it again when I don't have my period. I still got my period the next time also, because, you know, that's high school, and you just always get your period when you don't want it. And then I got a 1450. So I got a 1450, and I still think I could have done better. Okay, Courtney Cox got an 1100. Ben Affleck, James Franco, and Will Smith apparently achieved near-perfect scores. Keisha, singer Keisha, got a 1500 on her SAT. Alex Rodriguez got a 910. Howard Stern, an 870. Bill Cosby, they said, scored below 500. Now, wait a second, though. Okay, I think SAT scores are going up. I mean, when I went to school, SAT scores, the max was like 1600. All right, it might have been lower then. So Bill Cosby's 500 could have been a good score. I don't know. But they said Bill, that was supposedly low. President Obama does not release his academic history. So from what we understand, we do not know his SAT score. Bill Clinton got a 1020. George Bush got a 1206. So Bush did get more than Bill Clinton. Still don't know what President Obama got. Let me see. Bill O'Reilly got a 1585. Rush Limbaugh, 1530. Ben Stein, you know, Bueller, 1573. So they still beat me. Bill Gates and Paul Allen of Microsoft, 1590, and near perfect for Allen, 1600. Steve Wozniak, Apple co-founder with Steve Jobs. Steve Wozniak got a perfect 800 on the math portion of the exam. I got a 780. See, I could have done Microsoft. I got a 780 on the math portion of my SAT. Let me see. Now, they say the new SAT that's coming out in 2016 is supposed to have a lot of changes. You are not going to get penalized for wrong answers. Essay portion is going to be optional. Math section will have more algebra. Reading section will have more evidence-based thinking. And so they're going to be changing the SAT around. So I know. So some of us feel kind of smart if we had better SAT scores than prior presidents. I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, they're politicians. So, of course. I don't know, of course. Here's my thing. I don't think SATs are IQ tests. Okay? With the SAT, you got to get up. You got to have your mom or dad drive you if you're still too young to drive, or your parents don't let you get your driver's license because you ticked them off. Right? It's stressful. I don't really like judging a person based on one test. I think that's stupid. Now, true, better test takers seem to do better. I mean, you know, it's very, very hard if you're already an honor straight A student to do badly on a test like that. But when you're talking about a difference of 100 points, you know, come on. But, you know, people do. People put a lot of weight to these things. I don't think they should. I think it should be overall. You know, I told you, one of the top students in my medical school actually only had a 2.8 grade point average. Here I was with like a 3.999 or something. He had a 2.8 and he still did better than me in medical school. Doesn't always matter. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. It was great. In Nevada, we had Nevada Reading Week. So I was at Jim Ullum Elementary School. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This week I was talking to the kids. There was a bunch of fourth graders and second graders, and these kids were real smart kids. You know, and they still laughed at my jokes, you know, because a lot of my jokes are stupid. But all you have to do is bring up booger and fart, and everybody laughs. But these kids are really, really smart. So I was trying to convince them how reading is extremely important and how influential it was in my career. I mean, I had to read. I still do have to read. I know a lot of you guys don't think I put any prep time into my shows, but I actually do. And I probably read for an average of 3 hours a day. That's a lot of reading. Now, it's not out of encyclopedias or books. It's online. online, but it's still reading. And, you know, I got to hand it to these kids. You know, it's kind of tough to, you know, be struggling in a world right now when you have all these other sorts of gadgets and things to distract you. You know, when I was younger, you know, there would be a good book. I was never a reader. I hated reading, to be honest. But if there was a good book or a funny book, it caught my attention. You know, one reason why I loved Catch in the Rye is I thought it was funny. There were some cuss words in it. I was really entertained by Catch in the Rye. And I was really entertained by a lot of the John Steinbeck books. And so, you know, I learned to appreciate reading. I got lost on Beowulf. I really still don't get that one. Some of the Shakespeare stuff I got lost. I guess Macbeth was a tough one until they showed us the movie. By the way, I think Michael Fassbender is going to be in a Macbeth movie. Whew, he is sexy. Now, I still like Viggo Mortensen, but he is sexy, Fassbender, so I'm excited about that one. I think he's also in Assassin's Creed. That's going to be a real good one, although he's not a big video game player. But that's neither here nor there. But reading, and I told the kids, I go, you know, if something stinks, you know, you're reading something and it is just really like molasses to get through, then, you know, what I suggest you do is just to kind of make a picture of what you're reading. Now, I used to have to do that in medical school. You know, we're talking about SATs. How did I memorize everything I had to memorize? How did I learn everything I had to learn when it just gets old? I mean, you really can't make pseudostratified columnar epithelium exciting, cystic fibrosis exciting. You know, I had to do a report on cystic fibrosis in medical school. And you had to come up with a visual aid. Well, how do you come up with a visual aid for cystic fibrosis? So, what I did notice is one of the genes for cystic fibrosis appears to be prevalent in Ashkenazi Jews. So, my visual aid was some Manischewitz wine. So, I brought wine to class, passed around a whole bunch of cups, and everybody drank some Manischewitz wine. It's like very, very sweet port. And that was my visual aid. I still passed. I still did well. But, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, you know, and then maybe add a shot of rum. I mean, you could make things fun. And so, you know, that's what I told him. I go, you know, if you're trying to learn about amoebas or paramecium, et cetera, you know, get a picture in your head, find a picture, keep that picture, and that's going to help you remember more. And maybe one day we'll talk about ways to memorize and ways to help your memory. When I was in medical school, I was probably at my max of what I thought my brain could take. And so I actually, you know, back then they had, you know, little cassettes that you could put in your little Walkman. So while I would work out and run, I would listen to memory tapes. And this one guy, even though the tape was as boring as heck, you know, he said, look, if you have a list of 20 things and you have to make a shopping list, he said, make a room, have the room very visual, and have your shopping list on things on the room, like eggs on the painting got egged, a turkey hanging on the hat rack, right, all dripping, and it's dripping into a bowl of soup, so then you remember soup, okay, so now you're like, okay, so wait a second, so I gotta get eggs, I gotta get turkey, and I gotta get soup, and there has to be action in this, you can't just think of things on hat racks. There has to be some action. You know, like somebody throwing the eggs, the turkey jumped from the egg, jumped on the hat rack, the egg hit the picture, but the turkey got scared, peed in the soup. Then you remember, you know, try that tomorrow. What are three things on your grocery list? Eggs, turkey, soup. You see what I mean? So, you know, anyway, I taught them some of that. And it went well, but these kids were great. And you know, don't underestimate a nine-year-old. Nine-year-olds today are probably the equivalent of, like, high schoolers when we grew up. These kids are smart. Now, one thing we are concerned about are these e-cigs. And another report has come out saying, you know, a lot of kids didn't turn to smoking. And now you have this population who never really would have smoked, now starting e-cigs and getting addicted to nicotine. So we have a problem, even though I think it's really, really cool that many of you smokers are getting off smoking because of e-cigs. I think I'm for restricting it to only grown-ups. Because if these kids are e-cigging, now they're getting addicted to nicotine. So I know there's a lot of controversy over whether we need to ban and bar kids and them needing to show ID. I'm actually for that. I don't think there's any reason our kids should be on nicotine. That's ridiculous. I understand they're up all night playing video games or watching YouTube. I get that. But no, makes no sense to me. Okay, this is another thing that doesn't make sense. Having a red meat allergy. But apparently, red meat has a type of sugar called alpha-gal. And a tick bite has been found to cause alpha-gal allergies. All right. Apparently, there was a person who got bit by a tick. She had to go to the emergency room because she had major swelling, a rash on her chin, had to have IVs, etc. And I guess the internist said she had an alpha-gal allergy. Apparently, she had been at a barbecue where there was steak and hamburgers, etc. But she said she's been eating steaks and hamburgers her whole life. No big deal. All right. But one tick bite did it. Now, the bites are from Lone Star ticks, reddish brown ticks that come out when spring arrives. And this is, I guess, from the southeast is usually where you'll see them. And it causes you to develop an allergy to red meat. All right. Apparently, clinics at the Vanderbilt Asthma, Sinus, and Allergy Program are diagnosing one or more cases a week. Now, I know a lot of us need to go on a diet, and a lot of us need to get off red meat. I get that. I just wouldn't want to be allergic to it. I would rather still by choice be able to sink my teeth into a nice, juicy, medium rare, succulent steak. Oh, I'm hungry. I want Outback. Okay, anyway. Doctors did not even know that tick bites could trigger a food allergy until researchers at the University of Virginia made the connection. Dr. Thomas Platts Mills led the team that noticed a trend of people developing the allergy later in life. Yeah, that really blows. Reactions include hives, swelling, vomiting, diarrhea, breathing difficulty, and drops in blood pressure. You could actually go into full anaphylaxis. I recommend everybody have an EpiPen at their house, okay, or they carry an EpiPen because it doesn't make sense to, you know, have an allergy and not have the EpiPen nearby. Make sure you guys carry your EpiPens. I think it's important. Make sure you know how to use it, when to use it. By the way, a few years back, EpiPens were like $50. Now they're like 300-something. Don't ask. Obamacare. All right, let me see what else we got. Upskirt ban. Apparently in Massachusetts, Governor Deval Patrick signed a bill making photographing or recording a video under someone's skirt or blouse or down a blouse is now a misdemeanor. No more secret photographing, videotaping, or electronically surveying somebody's sexual parts. The crime is punishable by up to 2.5 years in jail or a fine up to $5,000. Now, if you do it of a child, they say you could get 2.5 to 5 years. I would say a jail for life. Anybody that wants to do that to a child, no sense them being out in society. I'm sorry. Anyway, I guess there was a female passenger on a MBTA trolley, a Massachusetts Bay Transportation trolley, who was wearing a skirt or a dress, and somebody took pictures. Idiot. Anyway, I mean the guy that took the pictures or whoever. All right, guys, don't forget daylight savings time. Wake yourself up at about 1:59 to set your clocks forward an hour. You all be safe. God bless.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.